Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. The book is called Corridor to the Beyond, Helping with the Transition. Jim Sadler, Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. He's the author, and it is about enabling people to make that transition from life to death. And Dr. Sadler, welcome to our program. This is part two in our eight-part series, Death in America. Hello, Dr. Sadler.
Hello, Phil.
What is this book about when you talk about transitioning?
Transitioning really is about moving from life to death and enabling people who have reached the end to transition into the beyond or into the afterlife.
There's a chapter here in your book that I found interesting. It's called Go Already. What is that?
Go Already is, Go Already was a chapter that I wrote. I was looking at Bob Hope, and he's been in the news recently. In fact, I think he's been in the hospital, hasn't he?
Yes, he has.
And he is 97 years old. And Bob Hope, I think, has done just about everything he's going to do. He's a beloved comedian, but he is obviously already gone. His skin is pulling away from his skull. You can see right down into the lower lids of his eyes. Bob is trying to transition, but he's hanging on, or what we call, he's hanging around.
And well, go already means what? Hurry up and what?
It's the transition. And he's having a hard time making that transition, and you see it with a lot of people.
In other words, Bob Hope is 97, he's alive, but he should be dead?
I wouldn't put it that way. I would say that he's having a hard time transitioning. I wouldn't say that he should be dead, but I will say this. 97 years is long enough, and we seem to celebrate longevity. There was a man in the news the other day, 110 years of age, and I had to ask myself, why do we celebrate this? He's 110. He sits in a chair that has to be wheeled around the room. Someone feeds him, someone dresses him, someone perhaps he wipes. I can't imagine the man can pee by himself. So why do we celebrate the longevity? It's our need to show the world our virility. But Bob Hope is 97, and I think we all agree he's pretty much used up.
Well, in your book, then, Corridor to the Beyond, Helping the Transition, you're saying Bob Hope is used up. You're saying...
Well, and I'm saying that with great respect, Phil, but he's pretty much had it. And I think we are all in agreement that he needs to just get on with it and move into the transitional phase.
Well, what do we do then as family members or as friends, whether it's a Bob Hope?
Well, in his case, his wife, Dolores, who has been a trusted advisor, a good friend, can enable him with his transitioning. And we really are talking about just something as simple as a bookend or a doorstop, something heavy, a tap on the head, and it's over. The transition has been made. Mr. Hope has always made the jokes that he never won an Oscar. And that's true, but he did win Emmys.
And that he won Emmys for his television work, yeah.
That is absolutely true. His wife could take one of those Emmys, and I think it would be a very beautiful statement for his transition to use an Emmy and just a tap to the head, and it's over. Can you imagine what...
So you're saying that there's some kind of poetic beauty in Bob Hope being beaten to death with one of his own Emmys? Is that...
I didn't say beaten to death.
Well, what do you mean by a tap to the head?
I am saying that if you, many of you have tried to decide which retirement home or hospital you want to put your mother or your father. Phil, you said your father died?
My father's been dead 13 years. 13 years this October, yes.
It is easier if you transition them, and I'm saying that...
All right, in Bob Hope's case, you're saying...
I am giving his wife, I'm giving her some options in terms of the transitioning. You can lightly tap his head with an Emmy. You can drop a paperweight on him. You can a bookend, a doorstop, anything. That when the breathing stops, the transition begins. And that's what we say to help family members through this. Remember that when the breathing stops, the transition begins. When the breathing stops, the transition. And what that,
well, what does that mean?
What that means is once they stop breathing, then they can begin their transition.
To the beyond.
To the beyond.
It is very unorthodox. The book is called Corridor to the Beyond, Helping with the Transition. Dr. Jim Sadler is my guest. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Go Already is one chapter. You Should Be Gone is another. You mentioned Hugh Hefner. Why?
Well, that's...
I mean, is he in the same... He's not in the same boat as Bob Hope, is he?
Well, Hugh Hefner in his day was he showed us the way to the new sexual revolution, but let's be reasonable. He needs to go away.
He needs to go far away.
That's right. And that's what I... Well, he's having all of his sex. The man is pushing 80. It's gotten to be a joke. But beyond that, I think he has done his work. And he's done it very well. And again, enabling with the transition, in Mr. Hefner's case... I understand that he is living with some three women.
I don't know anything about it. But how would you transition him?
Well, while he is having sex with one of the prospective waitresses at his nightclub, I think it would be a kindness to sneak up behind him. And you do this with love, Phil. You do this with love. Strangle him with his own bathrobe tie, twisting and twisting and twisting, until his face is a bright purple. And this is...
And who's doing this?
One of the bunnies, one of the Playboy bunnies could do this. I think it is a transition that would...
I mean, Hugh Hefner is not 97 years old. He is...
No, but he's like 87 or something, or 89 or something. He definitely... is ready for the transition, and that's what we talk about in our book.
All right, I can understand. Well, you're talking about very elderly men, or maybe not that elderly. Hugh Hefner, Bob Hope. You mentioned Elian Gonzalez.
That is correct.
Why?
You know, Phil, I thought about this for a long time. God doesn't make a lot of mistakes, Phil, but I really believe that he did in this case.
In what sense? Letting the kid live?
I think so. And I'll tell you why. Alien probably should have died that day with his mother, with the others. Why not on the flight back to Cuba, while the boy is flying back to Cuba from the United States, which, by the way, all of you people who think that he won't go back to Cuba, you know, why don't you get the life? I mean...
All right, we're not talking about politics. I'm assuming that you think Elian Gonzalez needs to be transitioned. And keep in mind, I'm sort of keeping a lid on my anger here, you know, because...
Well, Phil, I don't want you to get angry. What I'm saying is that I believe in a larger picture and a larger purpose. Excuse me. And I think that Elian, on the flight back to Cuba, his father could open up a cargo door and...
Don't say it, okay?
No, Phil, let's hear me out.
Don't tell me... what you're thinking, okay?
What is wrong with a very loving push out of a cargo door?
Very lovingly pushing him out of a cargo door.
That is correct. And Phil, when a mother transitions, I really believe that a son should transition as well. And that's what I'm talking about.
Our number is 1-800-449-8686. The very unorthodox writings of Dr. Jim Sadler. The book is called Corridor to the Beyond, Helping with the Transition. He believes Bob Hope has lived enough years. It is time to help him with his transition. And that is done by beating him to death with one of his own Emmys.
I never used the term beating to death.
All right, dropping one of his own Emmys on his head.
That is correct. And you don't even have to do that. Just a tap with a bookend or a doorstop, a mason block, anything really, a golf club. A way that would be poetic for Mr. Hope is if someone were to take him out with a 9-iron. I think that if you look at all of the work he's done with the Bob Hope Classic.
So somehow his death must match his life.
That is correct.
All right, here's Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, my grandfather is 94 years old, and he is very vital. He just passed his driver's test.
Yeah.
And he's very functional. However, he is in an assisted living home, but he's still able to leave and go do what he's able to do.
Right, yeah. What did he enjoy doing during his life?
He works on cars. He tinkers with tools.
Works on cars. What would it be like if you were able to... let's just say your grandfather was in a car that he loved, and you're in Portland, correct?
Yes.
Do you know where Cannon Beach is?
Yes.
What if you were to take your grandfather out to Cannon Beach, put him behind the wheel of a car that he loves, and just drive it into the surf?
Why would I do that? Because he's still fully operable.
To help him transition.
Drown him in a car?
Yes.
But he's still completely viable. Why would that would be like doing it to my best friend?
Because at the age of 94, we begin our transition, and to see your grandfather sinking into the surf behind the wheel of a car that he loved. I'm sorry.
That would kill me.
It would kill the woman.
You started in the garage by allowing some of the carbon monoxide to leak in. You begin to calm him down. It's peaceful for him.
And you just heard what the lady said. It would kill her.
So you don't want to drown your grandfather in the surf?
I don't understand why I'd do something like that to somebody who is fully vital and functions just like you and I do every day.
At 94, it's time.
Would you do that to yourself? I don't know how old you are.
At the age of 94? Well, for instance, I happen to love dogs. I've always loved dogs. And I hope that the way I go is I'm attacked and rendered by Rottweilers.
That you're ripped to shreds by Rottweilers.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, but I don't agree with that.
All I want you to do is think about it. Think about your grandfather sailing off a cliff in one of his favorite cars.
Yes, I have.
And the explosion.
I can't even imagine it because there's no difference if he's 94 or if he's 25.
Yes.
He's still functioning.
She loves her grandfather, and he's a very vital guy. And do you go driving with him, ma'am?
Yes, I have.
Don't make it worse for her. She's going to lose him soon.
Please don't say that.
That's awful.
The lady loves him, okay?
But I'm asking you, imagine your grandfather in a head-on, in his favorite car, in a car that he loved to tinker with, a head-on with an Amtrak train.
Okay, are you married?
Well... That's a long explanation, man.
Could you imagine a brother or sister or a wife you love right now at whatever age they are, drive them off a cliff?
If they were ready for the transition.
And I suppose the age makes him ready.
Yes, I believe so.
I hope you enjoy many long years with your grandfather, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. The book is called Corridor to the Beyond, Helping with the Transition. He advises that if you get old enough or if people are old enough, they need to be helped transitioned into the beyond. Bob Hope needs to have his Emmy dropped on his head. And that lady's grandfather, because he loved cars, needs to drive one off a cliff. I think that this is a guy taking some of that feng shui stuff to the limit, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. The book is called Corridor to the Beyond, Helping with the Transition. You're talking about very elderly people and how we should help them. What is the name of the chapter? Go Already?
That is correct, Phil. And the insensitivity there is not a design to hurt the individual. Go Already is a way of saying, let the living be the living, let the dead be the dead. Pope John Paul is another that we deal with.
Yeah, you deal with him in one of the chapters. You think that Pope John Paul is using up his supply of oxygen.
That is correct. And
Now, why an oil-soaked rag into his mouth?
Because Pope John Paul, I think, has used up his life
And you want to put an oil-soaked rag into his mouth and duct tape it shut with a crown of thorns.
Because of, yes, because of what he did in this world. Did you see A Few Good Men? Getting an oil-soaked rag into the mouth and duct taping it shut. The Pope will transition, and I think it's very, very important. You know something, Phil? If there are people listening to your broadcast right now who have grandparents or parents, you want to transition them, you can exchange nitroglycerin. There's a lot of different things you can do. And
you want to transition them. You know, all of this talk of transitioning, telling a lady to drive her grandfather off of a cliff, man, sounds to me like murder, okay? And
no, it is not, Phil, and you really don't want to go there. These are people who are ready to go. You are helping them with the transition.
We certainly haven't asked yet whether they want to go or not, huh?
They are old enough, they're ready to go.
Here's Bakersfield on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. Well, I just want to know where this guy gets off talking about murder like this.
It's not murder.
What choice do we have to make that choice for them?
You know, these people are old. They are. When you look at Bob Hope, you see a man who should have died 10, 15 years ago. What is wrong with helping him along? What is wrong with helping him along? And we make choices for old people all the time. We put them in old folk homes. We buy cars for them. We don't buy cars for them. We feed them. We clothe them. Oh, yes. I think it is our choice.
Oh, no, I don't think we have that choice.
Yeah, well, I do, and I just gave you reasons why we do have that choice. If there's someone in your life, for instance, ma'am, perhaps you.
Yes.
You know, maybe there's someone in your life who would like to transition you.
Well, I'm sure there probably would be.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
You know, they don't have that choice to make.
That's why I say that it helps if we are people cognizant of that woman. Phil, there may be people in her life who would want to garrote her with chicken wire. I don't know. And
at what point do you call it murder, for crying out loud? That's what I'm trying to say to you.
I don't know, but I know in Bob Hope's case, it would be, we're doing the guy a favor, believe me.
San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. From where did this man get his credentials, this doctor?
Are you talking?
I came in. I honestly thought this was a joke.
You're talking to me.
I'm talking to you, sir.
I'm talking about transitioning to the beyond.
You're talking about killing people at what
no,
you decide
no,
is your own will.
97 years old. Bob Hope is 97. What could he possibly do now that he hasn't already done?
That is not for you to decide.
Whose decision is it then?
It's the Almighty's decision.
What about his wife? What if his wife wanted to drop one of his Emmys on his head? Are you saying that's wrong?
I'm saying that is so wrong. It is just absolutely absurd. I can't believe you. Where did you study? What type of doctor are you?
One of the people who came to me still for advice is...
What kind of a doctor are you?
Hold on for a minute. I'll tell you in a minute. He exchanged the man's nitroglycerin pills for a nitroglycerin patch for nicotine patch.
That is so sick. You shouldn't even be saying things like that over the air.
Why? It helps in the transitioning. And
you keep talking about transitioning. What about this chapter where you crush up Nembutal and put it into your grandparents' poached eggs?
In helping with the transition?
In helping with the transition, you're crushing up sodium pentothal and putting it into somebody's oatmeal or poached eggs.
And then they sleep. And you pinch off their nostrils and place a hand over their mouth. That's the transition that I'm talking about. It works. It's been working for years.
Can you tell me where you studied?
Where I studied what?
To get your doctor or whatever, MD or psychology or whatever you are.
I have a doctorate in phenopharmacology.
From where?
The University of Victoria.
The University of Victoria?
Well, madam, you know, if you've never heard of it, you can look it up. Okay? It's a school, and they give out degrees there. All right?
Very good.
Okay. Buy my book.
1-800-449-8686. On the line, Dr. Jim Sadler, helping people transition on The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler was with us. The book is called Corridor to the Beyond, Helping with the Transition, part two of our eight-part series, Death in America. Dr. Sadler, you got a lot of people who are entering the murder word. When you're talking about Bob Hope is 97 and he ought to just hurry up and die, you got a lot of people saying that that's murder, that's not a choice that we are allowed to make.
So I'll tell you this much. When somebody is that old and they're taking up space, don't you think it is our duty to make a decision? Look, you know, how long is this guy going to be hanging around? In other words, we have to sooner or later say, all right, time to go, and we've been waiting long enough. And
in Bob Hope's case, let's just drop one of his Emmys on his head.
What I'm saying is, I am trying to give you ideas that are creative and that conform to an individual's life, all right?
And what do you say to the people who say that it's murder?
Well, it's not murder, because these are individuals who, they're ready to go. I mean, all you got to do is blow on them and they'll fall over. How's that murder? If I went up to Bob Hope and I went, the guy is gone, he would fall over and roll down the street. So, what, am I a murderer?
I don't know how to answer that.
Of course you don't know how to answer that. But you know as well as I do, I walk up to Bob Hope and I go, and the guy is off the cliff. He's 600 feet to his death.
Well, I don't know if it would be that.
It might.
Well, I don't know if it would be that extreme. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I'm just outraged at this person that you've let on your program. He is sick, sick, sick.
Dr. Jim Sadler, the book is called Corridor to the Beyond.
I don't give a
darn. In my book... How old are you?
65.
Oh, so in other words, you're angry because you're getting to the transitional period.
I am not. Let people live as long as they want to. They're paying their way. Why don't you just get off of there? Because you're absolutely outrageous.
Oh, wait a second.
And you're a definite murderer.
So
you ought to be turned in to the police.
You want people cleaning up after you.
And they ought to hang you or take you.
Oh, you want to murder me then, see?
Yes, I do. And I think you ought to be drugged through the streets and tarred and feathered and thrown in a place that...
I think you,
you
need to get laid.
Believe.
I think you need to get laid is really what
I
you need.
I think that you are so sick. You're crazy. You're absolutely, and I'm outraged
often, Phil,
at the
when
fact
the elderly
that you're
get to
on
this
the
point,
air
they,
because you need to be
they begin to worry about their death.
And put in an institution.
All right. What do you say to that, Dr. Sadler?
Boy, that's a long list of things. She's old, and she's afraid of her own transition.
You're an absolutely crazy
She's
person.
Afraid that someone will sneak up behind her and garrote her with chicken wire, and I don't blame her.
Oh, chicken wire.
Do you have,
let
do
Bob
you have
Hope.
Children?
All these people are paying
Bob
their
Hope
own way.
Bob Hope
do you
needs
pay
to go
your own way and you write books that are nasty?
Bob Hope needs to go already. And,
well,
and
you
the,
need
the
to go already. You
is
are,
if,
I've had a college
darling,
education,
are you married?
And how
are
could
you married?
Possibly...
Are you married?
You bet I am.
Your husband
and
should
I'm
just your husband could
golf
slip
every,
a,
and I have a 14 handicap.
You play
now,
golf.
You busters,
there are more corpses out on a golf
to hell
course.
In a handbasket.
I need to go to hell in a handbasket. I'll make a note of that. Your husband should just slip a pillow right over your face some night and just press gently. And before you know it, you'd stop breathing. What about that?
I think she went to hell in a, or we had to go to hell in a hand. Yeah, she hung up. 1-800-449.
There you go, Phil. But that is classic of the old. The old people who are afraid of the transition. And
so, in other words, she fears the transition. She fears death, and
she's angry with me. Of course, she'd be angry with me. I'd be angry with me if I was old, and I'd be angry with me if I was old and had a 14 handicap. Because I hate to break the news to you, sweetheart. That's weak, real weak. I got a grandmother, she's hitting to a 3, and she's 75 years old. So,
all right, well, never mind about golf hit. She's 75 and hitting to a 3.
You got it. Read it and weep.
You read it and weep. Well, I ought to get out and play golf with your grandma.
You ought to.
San Francisco on a Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
What is this word transition he keeps on using? It's the same word as He's using the word
transitioning from the living world to the world of the beyond.
I understand what you think.
You know.
But you're using transition as a nice little kind of religious word for murder.
No, wrong. I am talking about enabling them to go where they want to go anyway. Look at
yes, but you're,
look
you're
at the
talking
Pope.
About the,
look
way,
at the,
way
Pope.
You're enabling them
look
is
at the
by
Pope.
Hitting them
have you ever
on
seen...
the head with some sort of Emmy.
No. The Pope, have you ever seen a man more ready to just die than the Pope? Every time I
who
see a picture of him...
Who are you to decide when someone should die? What did like
we
did
have
God
to make the decision we have to make that decision because the Pope has lost all ability to understand when he ought to just check out.
Oh,
and we
and how could you be sure? How could you be sure of that?
Look at the guy. He's leaning on the cross.
So,
he can't walk straight.
So we should do a visual inspection of somebody and decide if they should die. Okay, with the I bet that it's
have
you
a grandfather? Do you have any parents that are still living or any?
I don't. My grandmother just died. And
well, there you go. She transitioned. She transitioned.
She wanted to live so badly, I can't even tell you.
Well, that's the breaks, you know. But here's
but she was not ready to go.
But she transitioned, didn't she?
What is this word, transition?
Well, how did she die?
She died.
How did she die?
She had dimeticulosis.
A what?
Dimeticulosis.
It was that a long, lingering death, dear?
Nope.
It went, very quickly, huh?
Yes.
So she didn't need anyone to strangle her or anything like
strangle?
That. Strangle?
Right? If you said the word
strangle
to a judge,
what?
He would have you in jail.
What?
You
if
don't
I said
say
the word
strangle. You don't say the word strangle in a courtroom and they just let you go.
Well, let me use another name with the word strangle. How about Hugh Hefner? Now, certainly you're
Hugh
a young
Hefner
20...
Hugh Hefner is having the time of his life and he is inspiring other people to enjoy their life no matter what age they are.
You live in San Francisco and you admire Hugh Hefner. That's amazing. You're a female. You're a female living in San Francisco and you admire Hugh Hefner. I find
I
that record-breaking.
I believe people should express themselves any way they want to. It's
have
a
you
free
ever,
country.
Have you ever crept up behind a boyfriend holding a scarf that you wanted to wrap around his neck? Sure you have. It's
what?
The same. It's the same thing with the elderly.
All right,
you
I'm
have
sorry.
The Pope, and the,
well, forget
I
about
never,
the elderly. What
ever
about?
Wanted to take another person's life.
You
and
never
if you
threw anything
knew,
at a boyfriend.
I am afraid of a country that has you inside.
Did
of it.
You ever throw anything at a boyfriend? Sure you did.
Throw something
at a boyfriend?
Harm?
Yeah, at
with
a boyfriend.
With the intent to harm?
No, just
never
throw
something. Never in my life.
But you did throw something, didn't you?
Playfully? As a joke?
No,
maybe?
I mean to take his head off.
Absolutely never in my life.
Oh, crap. Now,
well, wait a sec. Forget about the elderly. What about Elian Gonzalez getting pushed out of an airplane?
What about this poor little boy? You know, plenty of people grow up without their parents.
I think it's
you know,
time for the kid to
he
check
wasn't,
out.
Maybe he wasn't ready to transition and his life passed.
Well, his mother is gone. I'm taking a wild guess with Elian, but his mother's gone and so is his stepfather. And if you're flying back to Cuba and a cargo door happens to be open, why not walk by and just go, whoops,
I am afraid
and the kid's out the window.
You are.
Oh, madam, I can tell you I've worked on this book for years.
Oh,
and
sure.
Yeah, worked on it for years. What kind of research do you do with
it? How many people have you killed working on this book?
No one yet.
How many nights have you?
What are you volunteering?
About all these. What is this? Is it like a death is an art form to you?
No, the transition is important. I tell you what, I'd be happy to give you a demonstration.
What do you mean?
Where are you right now?
Are you going to come kill me?
No, Ronald Reagan. That's the guy I was thinking of, Phil. Ronald Reagan. You could park his Jeep near a highway, and he would just wander out onto the street. And
he'd transition.
That's right. On the grill of a truck. What do you think, ma'am?
My God.
You have got to be mentally...
Mentally
can
what?
Somebody call nuts? The police.
I'm saying it's a way to Ronald Reagan probably forgot that he's not supposed to wander into traffic.
Probably? What's that word, probably? How do you know what he is thinking?
Ronald Reagan will
Are
transition peacefully through the grill of a car. And when you
peacefully.
Lovingly just drop him off...
Peacefully, wait.
You lovingly drop him off...
Peacefully through a grill of a car.
Yes.
That's exactly how I want to die, on the grill of a car.
Well, you should read my book
with
then,
my
dear.
All
around.
Right.
Read my book.
Okay. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Jim Sadler's book is... I'm not going to promote your book. You know that? I'm not going to say...
Why not?
I'm not going to say your book. I don't want to talk about your book.
Well, you lousy piece of garbage. You said that...
Get out of here. Tell anybody the name of that book. Corridor to the Beyond. Available now in paperback. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. And to my friends in Portland, you know what's going to happen here in about, what, 40 minutes? Now, how's that Knick Pacer game? Has anybody got a clue? Has anybody got any, even a semblance of a clue as to the score of the Knicks and Pacers? But in about 40 minutes, the Lakers and the Blazers tip it off at the Rose Garden in Portland. And... for those of us who live in those two cities, that is a... Huh? What are you saying?
You maybe turn it on.
Oh, I could turn the game on? Am I stupid? I got a television set sitting here. How stupid, how thick, how positively, without bereft of any... I don't know what channel it's on. But I'm on my way home very shortly. Look at this. I screwed that up. God, stinking. How do you change the channel? Never mind. Anyway, I am on my way home. I don't even want to screw with it. You want to try it, Craig? Go ahead. On my way home tonight, me, the Swede, my lovely wife, Maria, we'll have another friend come over. We will catch Blazers-Lakers. And then, depending upon the outcome of that game, and I got to tell you something, I'm torn. I'm torn, and I will tell you this. At the beginning of the season, I said this. I am not a fan of hired gun sports. I'm not a fan of not that I'm not a fan of free agency. I'm not a fan of what it's done to teams, which is the sort of mercenary mentality crept into professional sports. So the guys with a team one season, they move on to something else. And I don't necessarily include the Laker team that way so much as hiring the coach, Phil Jackson, to come in and sprinkle a little fairy dust, and boom, next thing you know, these cats are in the finals, and maybe who knows what, this guy's won himself another NBA title with a different team. In the history of the NBA, only one coach, in the entire history of the NBA, only one coach has won championships with more than one team, and that was Abe Pollin. And I don't know. I know one of them was the Sixers. I don't know what the other team was. Only one coach. So that means Chuck Daly hasn't done it. Pat Riley has not done it. And you know what, baby? Phil Jackson may not be able to pull it off either. Because this Portland Trailblazer team, like the New York Knicks, are making statement after statement in the series, and these guys had better bring it. And I'm talking about the Lakers, and I don't want to hear about Kobe's bad ankle and, you know, whatever else is wrong. Because you heard what Jackson said after that game. What was the last game, Mike? Whatever the hell it was, Tuesday night? Here it is, New York 60, Indiana 57. Can you believe this team, this New York Knicks team? Guts to spare. What was that? That was a Pacer three-pointer. It's tied up. Boy, the Knicks suck. Anyway, Jackson said it. He said, you guys, this is going to be a test going up to the Rose Garden. Now, I ain't telling you, I was a Laker fan growing up. I was a Laker fan during Showtime. I was a big Bill Sharman fan, big Pat Riley fan. I was rooting for the Heat all through the Eastern Conference playoffs. I love the Lakers with Shaq and Kobe. I think they got some guys in that ball club that really put out. Am I a huge Phil Jackson fan? How am I supposed to automatically become a Phil Jackson fan when he was a member of the Enemy just one short season or two short seasons ago? How am I supposed to love a guy who, you know, frankly, hasn't become a part of this team yet? As far as I'm concerned, he hasn't. And guess what? I got an opinion, too. I'm a fan. Now let's talk about the Portland Trailblazers. They got some interesting guys up there. They got that Rasheem Wallace, or whatever that guy's name is, Rasheed Wallace. That guy's a great, great ball player, really the heart and soul of the team in a lot of ways. They got that Mike Dunleavy, man. He ought to grow some eyebrows. Boy, is that guy. You talk about a dude that needs a sun lamp. Ugly-looking Irish Mick. Looks like me. You want to know what I look like? Mike Dunleavy. And I ain't happy about it either. And they're just an interesting ball club, and they're not laying down for anybody, and it's going to be back up there at the Rose Garden. And the Lakers said early on, we don't want to go back there. Well, guess what? You're going back there. Now look at this Pacer team tied with New York 62-62. I am torn. I want to see the Pacers do well and finally get to an NBA final because I like Larry Bird, and this is coming from a longtime Laker fan. Like in any guy that used to play for the Boston Celtics, that's a tough one. That's rough. But how do you not like Larry Bird after all the years, right? Then the other side of me says I'd love to see the Knicks get in the finals and see the Lakers take them out in four. And then what we can do is put the rest of all of this gutsy, scrappy ball club crap about the New York. Look at this. New York this quarter, Sprewell and Ewing, 19 of 21. 19 of the 21 points. 62-62 in the third quarter. How do you bring yourself to root for a New York team when you grew up in L.A.? Well, the answer to that question is you don't. And when I was standing in that restaurant the other night, and I won't say which one, although we're going to go back there tonight to get another Benini, me and the Swede and my lovely Maria and, you know, if whatever this babe is that Carter's got. I won't get into it. But anyway, we'll be, you know, there having ourselves a drink. And the guy is standing there saying, Knicks! Knicks! And I said, yeah. He goes, you people aren't Knicks fans? I said, this is the West Coast. Where do you think you are? Oh, well, Jesus, I forgot. You forgot where you were. Aren't you guys Knicks fans? We got so many New Yorkers out here that the place has become polluted to a degree. And that's okay, man. You can root for who you want to. But when I go to a ball game, I don't want, especially when New York teams show up out here, and like half the stadium is full of giant New York Giant fans or Knicks fans or Ranger fans or whoever else, it gets a little depressing. You know, it makes me want to go and strangle somebody. It makes me want to go and buy that book and transition myself. Ain't you guys Knicks fans? No, this is, last time I checked, California. I grew up out here, and the problem with that is I was taught to despise not only New York teams, but obviously San Francisco teams. So even though I was a stone Willie Mays fan when I was a kid, I hated the living guts of the San Francisco Giants, and I still do. And I mean, nothing comes out of the Bay Area in terms of sports that I have any interest in. 49ers, God, I love looking at that team self-destruct. And the Giants, you know what? The Giants, with the exception of one or two seasons here and there, that team just every year sucks beyond words. Thank you. But here we are with the Lakers and Trailblazers, and I suddenly find myself pulling what? Pulling against the Lakers. Why? I'll tell you why. I want it to be a memorable Sunday. I want to sit down in front of my TV on Sunday and see Game 7 of the Lakers and Blazers and Knicks and Pacers. I want to see that. God, what a beer-drinking day. Oh, baby. Honey, send out for... What are you going to do? You going to have Gretchen just send out for the platter? Or are you going to make it yourself? Are you just going to send out for the food? And when the relatives call you up and say, would you like to go to church with us, Mike? And you tell them to F off, you know, I'm making myself a salami and eggs. Whatever happens, you ain't moving. You may starve to death, right? Me too. God, wouldn't you want to see that? Come on, Knicks. Come on, Blazers. Tonight. And then we'll all get together over at Mike's house on Sunday. Gretchen will be, you know, cooking. Should get your mom over there to make some Italian food or something. I don't know. Because that'll be an awesome Sunday, man. Grandma Rose going to cook? Beautiful. It's beautiful. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.